Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a good start to the day. Another cracking day here in Sydney, and also a cracking day because the market's pretty green across the top 10, which is fantastic. We're seeing across the board some very, very, very exceptional moves at the moment, which is fantastic to see. Actually, Bitcoin's probably the lowest performing, or one of the lower performing across the top 10. We've got NEO at up 10%, Lumen 6%, Cardano 4%, sorry, 7%, EOS up 40%. Ripple up 10%. Now, I say this because it's I see a lot of information out there at the moment. People, you know, it never ceases to amaze me, frustrate me, and annoy me. All these people that try and call bottoms, oh, it's definitely going to go lower. Or they talk like they've got Bitcoin on a string. You know, they're saying, oh, we're going to get to 5,000. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Like with certainty. The fact of the matter is they've got absolutely no idea, and what they're saying not only damages themselves by how stupid they look by trying to, you know, tell people what's happening, but it's misleading. You've just got to look at the charts. The charts will tell you what's going on. Forget about, you know, all these whispers of, oh, there'll be some massive event and this will happen and that will happen. Look, unless you know, and if you do know, then that's pretty bad because it means the markets are being massively manipulated. Don't read into the rubbish out there. There is so much of it. I say it time and time again, guys. Plenty of good opportunities out there. You've just got to be careful. You've got to know what to look for. Looking at people's tweets that are, you know, got silly names and they're saying, oh, we're going to see this and we're going to see that. Forget about it. You've got to learn to do this yourself, guys. Now, I can tell you right now, if you're not on the mailing list, so that you just go to tradercobb.com and a little pop-up in the bottom right, put in your details there, because I'm going to put a video out. I think I'm going to put it out Saturday. It'll be an update and a few of the before and afters of some of the trades that have gone out recently to the MarketView subscription service. We've had an absolute, well, probably I think was it, it might be, it's definitely the biggest move in one go, but it might be the best trade of the year for me so far, which is EOS Bitcoin. There was two entries on EOS Bitcoin. Now, if you're in the Slack group or on the subscription, you'll know what they are because I've shown them to you. I put it out there live. But, I mean, it was back on the entry that I took was back on the 4th of April. There was another one on the 9th of April. Now, since then, it's done about a multiple of 8 or so. I'm just doing that roughly by looking at it, right? And it's just gone absolutely flying. It's back up around its all old-time highs near there, and it's been an absolutely phenomenal move. Now, people say, oh, it's news that moves the market. Yeah, I don't disagree with you. People say technical analysis doesn't work. It's the fundamentals that move the market. Okay, I'm not going to argue with that either. But what I can say is that typically, when you've got a trend, news that is in line with that trend is more common than news that is not. I.e., if you have an uptrend, it's much more likely you'll see good news come out. I'm talking about over a large sample set, right? It's much more likely you'll see good news in that direction. So yeah, the technical analysis did not make EOS move 40% today. I know that. But the technical analysis gave me a cradle trade. And a cradle trade gives me my entry and my stop loss. The cradle trade got me in to the uptrend. It gave me an opportunity to enter into that trend, not once, but twice. And then whatever happened to EOS today gave me my profit. Now, it's important that we understand what trading is. It's the strategies to help us enter into a market. It's to give us our point of entry and obviously a stop loss at the point at which to get out, you know, if it goes against us. What we're trying to achieve is profit from the market. If we follow the trend, I don't know what's going to happen, but a trend is more than likely going to continue, probability-wise, than reverse instantly. Now, you will have trades that cover you, that cost you. You know, we've had a very good run lately at Trader Cobb. We have had a number of winners. We haven't had a loss for a little while. Touch wood, it's going to happen. It's of course it is. It always happens. But we've been very selective very selective in what we've been choosing to put our money into. So guys, I just wanted to get that out, let you know what's going on across the market, because there is a lot more bullishness out there at the minute. There is a lot of very, very good uptrending against Bitcoin right now. There's a lot of green out there as well. And whilst Bitcoin remains relatively slow and low, there are other projects and alts that are performing extraordinarily well. Now, if you don't know how to get your entries, it's time to work it out. Because if we do start to get onto a really good bull run, well, you don't want to miss out on this one, guys. So jump across to TraderCobb.com. That's COBB, TraderCobb. Subscribe to the bi-weekly video newsletter there. And let us take you for a journey. Have a great day, guys. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.